Dr. Chadwick.
Americans are sleepy, and younger women are at the top of the list for not getting enough sleep. Alexandria Bonilla in the newsroom has been reporting on this. Dave, let's listen to this new study, and then let's duke it out.
If you wish you could get more sleep, you're not alone. 57% of Americans say they would feel much better if they could get more sleep, and only 42% say that they get enough. That's all according to a recent Gallup poll. It's a stark difference to the 2013 poll, where 56% said they got all the sleep they need. A quarter of respondents said they got the recommended 8 hours of sleep. Not too far behind that is the 20% who say they get 5 hours of sleep or less. All of that data collected found that younger women were the most likely to report being sleepy. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
I always get shocked by how many people sleep 5 hours or less.
I did that for years.
That's crazy.
5 hours of sleep for me when I was raising my kids, working full time, and juggling all the things you do when you're a mom of young kids was like an abundance for
wow.
me. It was an abundance. I always felt good. I felt rested after
five hours.
If it was under 5 hours, I was a little bit of a crankster. But I've changed my ways and made some major changes because I got tired of being picked on by you, of being, you call me for many years, the sleepless elite.
Yeah, the sleepless
And it's not
elite.
A compliment. It's actually kind of a dig. That's how I took it anyway.
Oh. It was meant as a compliment because you'd never guess.
Just keep going.
Right, there's some people like if I'm sleepy, you can tell because I'm a big jerk face. You never were. That's why you were the sleepless elite. Like the kind of people that don't act like monsters if they're.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it all those years, but 5 hours was a lot of sleep for me. But admittedly, I was tired a lot and I got tired of being tired. You eventually get to the point where you. So I have some suggestions for women and for men who feel sleepy all the time. And it's going to be more than just go to bed earlier, okay? So there's more to it than that. But we know that stress and lack of sleep go hand in hand. So that's probably why when you have a lack of sleep, you feel more stress, and that's why you turn into a monster.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah, you can't function at the same level. In fact, I will say this. Last week, I had to, I was making a couple of purchases for my home that I've been meaning to buy. And I was so exhausted. Last week was really, really, you know, news-wise was a wild week.
It's heavy.
Here, Dave. I mean, I went home on a Friday and I took a 1 hour nap. I was like a kindergartner coming home from school on the first day after last week's Newsweek. Newsweek last week was nuts. So, in processing all that, my brain just couldn't take it anymore. But last week, I realized how tired I was yesterday when I got a package delivered to my house from items I purchased online. I had forgotten I purchased online last week. And I had gone to the store on Friday evening and bought the same two items in person. So, it just goes to show you how sleep deprivation, it causes so much stress that you forget. Like, I literally thought for a moment, I was like, what in the world is this fan doing here with this other thing doing it? Why I ordered these two things. Like, what? I went out and bought them on Friday. Well, I'd already ordered them last week. This is what sleep deprivation does to you. And if you're a mom or your dad and you're running on fumes, then you know it's not fun. And you're going through life like a zombie. And that's what stinks about this.
Yeah. And once it starts affecting my personality, that's where I start to rededicate myself. Because I can run on a few hours of sleep for a few days, but then it will catch up to me. You know, I can you know, sleep 5 hours one night and I'll be fine the next day. You know, everyone can do that.
If you do that every night, no way.
If you start tacking them on together, then where I notice it is brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite get the thoughts out. I'm struggling. And I think, okay, just you got to get some sleep.
Okay.
Catch up.
So let me tell you something. My producer, Caitlin, put together a list from Harvard Medical School, 5 simple steps to a better night's rest. I wouldn't say they're all simple because I've done most of these. One of them that wasn't simple is I literally remodeled my bedroom.
Not easy?
No, it's not. Now, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't moving walls and that kind of thing, but I went with a much more moody paint color on the walls, and I...
Does that mean darker?
Darker.
Okay.
Way darker. Lighting is more like amber lighting. I mean, it's all by design. And trust me, the Sleepless Elite, it makes me... It's a sleep sanctuary now for me. It's
as soon as you step in,
Dave, it was like
you start yawning.
Literally, like a huge turnaround. Just the ambiance of my bedroom alone, and also the covers and everything, and then keeping the temperature in my room much cooler as
well.
That's
key for me.
Yeah,
I could sleep in an igloo.
Well,
as soon as it's hot,
I'm sorry. The minute
it's
you start
over.
Sweating, you wake up. And you're yep. like, "Get these covers off of me!" And you just cause such chaos that it just keeps you awake. So I've done that, and I've taken stuff. And I can tell you, I am a couple of weeks into this experiment, and it has worked. I slept 8.5 hours last night. That's why I'm so chipper today. 8.5 hours. Nap only if necessary. Now I nap 10, 15, 20 minutes at most. Now, Friday was the exception, but it was Friday and I was totally fried. But if it's during the week and I know I have to go to bed by 8 o'clock, which is another thing I've done, I've bumped up my bedtime between 8 and 8:30. I don't take these really long naps. I mean, they're lovely. They're totally lovely. What do you do for naps?
I love naps. There's two kind of naps. I learned this on a sleep app that I had. You have two. You have the power nap, that's what everyone thinks of,
that's
15
my nap.
To 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. But if you have a rough night of sleep or you were up, they have a recovery nap, which is 45 minutes. And I set a timer. So before I take a nap, I think, what nap am I going for? Am I going just for a power nap? Or is this a recovery nap because I had a bad night's sleep? And that's really helped.
No caffeine afternoon. You do that.
You're noon.
Religious.
I'm done.
Yep. No caffeine. I need to get better about that. I will usually grant myself a cup of coffee after the show because I'm celebrating my success on the show.
Made it.
Yeah, made it through the show. Get regular exercise, but don't exercise within 3 hours of bedtime. Right?
Oh, I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, stop. You have to do afternoon exercise. Now I will say, I say that, I tell you to stop, but I'm going to Zumba tonight at 7:30.
I was
going to
say.
So my bedtime will be backed up, and also I'll be disregarding Harvard Medical School's advice. But most of the week, I'm done exercising by then. How about this? Get rid of your snoring husband. That's Caitlin Johnston, our producers. I don't think
Easy.
She means. I think what she means by rid is put him in another room. Put him in another room. Not get rid of him. Not that kind of get rid of him. Just separate yourself from him. Oh. I did. My husband didn't snore. So
get him
I was
a sleep
blessed.
App.
Do you have that issue?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, thank goodness.
Separate rooms. And also, you know, say no to late night things with friends. If your schedule requires you to be up by 5 in the morning like our schedule does, just say no.